Since the media advisory yesterday, we have one new case of COVID-19 in our province, in the Western Health Region. The individual is between the ages of 60 and 69, and the case is related to travel within Canada. The total number of cases in our province is now 1,021, and there are 4 active cases. No one is in hospital due to COVID-19, and a total of 125,781 people have been tested to date. We've had only one travel-related case in the last 5 days, which is quite remarkable, considering that many provinces in Canada are seeing a significant spike in cases. It is truly a testament to everyone's commitment to keep the COVID wave at bay. We have been working closely with the Newfoundland and Labrador English School District and the Department of Education over the last few weeks to find a way forward for in-class instruction for high school students. As a media release earlier today has indicated, effective Wednesday, April 14th, high school students will be able to return to class in a modified scenario too. As we have said many times before throughout this pandemic, public health has to strike a balance between reducing COVID transmission and protection of the population with overall health. And we recognize the importance of school in the well-being of all students. The Newfoundland and Labrador, the strategy that the Department of Education and the Newfoundland Labrador English School District have developed strikes balance as best as possible at this time under the current public health guidance. We will continue to work with the Department of Education and NLESD as high school students return to the classrooms. As always, our decisions will be made balancing the potential for spread of COVID-19, especially variants of concern, vaccination rates in priority groups and the general population, and the importance of children being in school.